Put your feet flat on the floor. Take a few deep breaths. Or two. Three. Four. That's right. And as things begin to settle down around you, you can settle back in your chair. You can take those deep breaths. You can feel that feeling of relaxation begin to flow up over you and in and around you. Kind of like if you've ever sat in a bathtub when it was empty and then turned on the warm water and just had that kind of weird feeling as the warm water gradually filled the tub. Ever do that? It gradually fills the tub and you start feeling the warmth just kind of flowing up around you until it's up around your waist and up around your belly button. Then you can kind of just sort of settle back into that warm water and just let go. How good it feels. And you can relax back. And you can allow yourself to now allow the brightness of your eternal pictures just to dim a little bit as the brightness goes down every little bit like that. That's right. Good. And you might notice as the dimness fills that and the sound becomes even a little bit more. Just a smidgen. It's almost like when you close your eyes, become more attenuated to the sounds around you. You know how that works? You feel the feelings even a little bit more clearly. It's neat to know that you can just feel that nice feeling of increased awareness of your body now. How good it feels to really be able to take a deep breath. You know, it's those little things we forget to really enjoy sometimes. And then when you remember to feel it, remember to notice how good that is, it's like, thank God, you know? That wonderful feeling, just like being in that warm water, that warm bath, just sort of sitting back and knowing this is the time you've taken for yourself to just soak in all this learning, soak in all these good feelings, soak in all these changes you've been treating yourself to. It's a good thing. It's nice as you soak in these warm feelings of change. Now, and you kind of wash away these old patterns, old ways of thinking, old ways of feeling. So you can really cleanse yourself of those old patterns and thoughts and ideas that you don't need anymore. Just let them go. Just let them go. And as they drift away, they might even, I don't know, go down a drain or somewhere far away. As you allow yourself to just relax even more deeply, knowing that it feels good to be cleansed and cleaned out of all those old patterns, all that old stuff. You know, you come away feeling refreshed, rejuvenated. And I wonder if the next time you take a bath, really in a bathtub filled with water, warm water, you really enjoy the luxurious feeling of relaxing deeply, taking care of yourself. You know, so you can really just let go, and then when you go to sleep at night, you get under those warm covers, head hits that soft pillow, and you just go down deeply into a relaxed, beautiful feeling. You're just drifting like on a cloud, just drifting so comfortably. What a good feeling. Just letting go, your body relaxing. You can really feel yourself there now, just drifting so comfortably, so easily. It might be an interesting sensation to really feel yourself there now, while at the same time, part of you is aware that you're here, sitting in this chair, listening to my voice, the sound of music. It's nice to know you can enjoy both at the same time. Being here and being there. Now, you've learned a great deal today about changing personal history, about the hierarchy of beliefs, ABCs of NLP, ideas and thoughts and beliefs about identity, about belief, about capabilities, about behaviors and environment. You've learned about language, changing your tonality. You know how you change your tonality to embed a command? And how to utilize the metamodel and metamodel violations to create a trance. Allow people to go into trance deeply, utilizing their own metamodel violations. And you really should do this. And you can do this, and you can enjoy doing this, and you must do this, and you will do this, and you are doing this. Now, aren't you every day a little bit more helping people to change? It's nice to know that you can help people to change old patterns. You can do things overtly or covertly, sometimes with just a little smile, in a simple way that you say a little thing to someone, even if it's a waitress or a waiter or a bus driver or an office manager. Amazing, you can just kind of swish into a new behavior, change old patterns, you know, just quickly as 1, 2, 3, swish, break through these old things, see these new patterns emerging, kind of like a butterfly from a chrysalis. Wouldn't it be neat to be able to just change, like a butterfly from a chrysalis, feel your wings spreading, feel that beauty of your soul just kind of spreading out into the world. Now, aren't you changing rapidly, just like that? And all these learnings and so much more are being integrated at the very deepest level of your conscious and unconscious mind. So as you float out to the future along your timeline, you can see yourself enjoying all these changes, all these dreams and thoughts and ideas. Hopes and desires for the future are coming true now, quickly, easily, one after another, just like hitting the first domino, and then they'll go in a row, and they all fall down one after another. Pretty soon the whole thing has changed just like that. And you say to yourself, life is good. Life is wonderful. When you sleep through the night in that warm bed and that soft pillow, drifting comfortably, sometimes dreaming, sometimes not dreaming, sometimes not remembering that you're dreaming, even though you're dreaming or not, sleeping restfully, comfortably, body restoring, rejuvenating. It might feel like 10 hours of sleep even in only 5 hours of sleep. That's right. And you feel rested, rejuvenated. When you wake up the next morning, you feel bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to start your day with a big smile on your face. Whether or not you do a swish pattern to make that happen, sometimes you just change your tonality. And even though you might be saying the same old things, it sounds different now because you're using an excited tonality. And even things like, oh, I don't want to get up. You say like, oh, I don't want to get up now. And you feel great and exquisite. And you really remember deep back in the darkest corners of your mind that it really is true. Life is good. Life is wonderful. And you really do start your day each and every day with a little bit of question in your mind. So how am I going to make this day just a little bit better? How can I spread the joy that I feel in my loved ones and co-workers, people I just happen to meet on the street or from the fleet, listening and walking to the beat of a different drummer, or that bass player has an incessant rhythm deep in the darkest corners of your mind that keeps me playing that little walking bass, and you just find yourself walking in rhythm, speaking in rhythm, changing in time to the new drummer that you're listening to in your own life. And things can kind of seem to speed up on your timetable of change, even while things just seem to slow down so that you feel comfortable. It's funny how when things speed up, it also seems to slow down. Just like Mark McGwire when he hits a home run at the baseball just looks like it's sitting out there like as big as a grapefruit, and he just sort of sends it on its way, even though it might in fact be traveling at like 95 miles an hour, and other people they'd see it just go like a blur going by. But because you're speeding up your quality and process of change, other things that are changing around you seem to slow down, and it becomes easy for you to keep on top of those things you need to keep on top of. Things become clear and easy and understandable, handleable, and fun. I wonder how much fun you're going to have in the next few weeks. And I wonder how much fun you're going to discover, how much pleasure you can stand. And so even now, as you begin to come back to this room, this time, this place, let's begin to reorient back here to now. Even as the lights begin to come up and things begin to look a little brighter for you, ever so gently, coming back more and more, feeling yourself in this chair in this time and place, and you find another tape to play in your mind's eye that might not say something like, oh, I can't do it, but it's like, oh boy, I get to do this. I am doing this new thing, this new behavior. It's a wonderful thing. So coming all the way back now, each and every one of you got places to go and people to be. Sparks off the guardrail, pedal to the metal, full speed, full tilt boogie. Yes! So have a wonderful couple of weeks. Read plenty of books, do plenty of homework, change plenty of lives, including your own.